Dear all, good morning.
Good
morning. Very thankful, very glad to see you here to share love of God and fellowship together. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 1, I read from the New King James. Therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren, my joy and my crown, so stay fast in the Lord, beloved. Yes, indeed, you are my joy and my crown. I very thankful God when I moved back from Taiwan to USA, and Ecclesia here welcomed me and took me in. And thank you very much for our God, because in Christ, we are all family. Today, topic is remember the goal. We are constantly setting our goal in our life. So what is our goal as we are children of Almighty God? Let's read. In Philippians chapter 3, brethren, verse 13, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reach forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the outward call of God in Jesus Christ. Forgetting those things which are behind and reach forward to those things which are ahead. In Chinese Bible, we are actually using the back and the face, which means forget anything just behind your back. Facing forward in front of your face. This is very good verse. It really, when we run into the difficulty of our life, something we did, maybe we regret, or something we didn't do, using this verse, you will have your joyful spirit. Because something behind is never come back. On Philippians chapter 3, as we read, I press toward the goal for the prize, so we can see the goal and prize. Let me read 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day, and not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Revelation chapter 1, verse 7. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 is saying the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servant, since which most surely take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John. So the book of Revelation is from our Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 7 it said, behold, he is coming with cloud, and every eye will see him, even they who pierce him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. In short, on that day, Christ's return, we will receive crown of righteousness, crown of glory. Let's read more on the Revelation. Chapter 2, verse 7. where the keyword is overcome. He also has an ear. But he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit say to the church. To him who overcomes, I will give it to it from the tree of life, which is in the midst of paradise of the God. 11, verse 11. He who has an ear, let him hear that the Spirit say to the church. He who overcome shall not be hurt by the second death. On Revelation 20 and verse 6, blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such, the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Let's see this first resurrection. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 22, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive, but each one in his own order. Christ, the first fruit. Afterward, those who are Christ's at his coming, who are in Christ. Then who are in Christ here? We can see the Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 and 29. For you all, O Son of the God, through faith in Jesus Christ, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put in Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male or female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heir according to the promise. So once we are baptized into the Christ, then we are able to receive the promise. So this exam, what is the promise we're talking about here? People all refer to gospel, and where it's coming about. It's a few verses from the Genesis. I'm not going to read all, but I'm going to just sample a few keywords. So we have the Genesis chapter 12, 1 to 3, chapter 13, 14 to 17, chapter 22, 17 to 18. And also we have Galatians. Chapter 3 and verse 9. Let's read Genesis chapter 12, 1 to 13. Not all. Okay, just this is where when God calling Abraham. So get out of your country. I will make you great, a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. And in you all the family of the earth shall be blessed. In Genesis chapter 13, 14, and 17, Lord said to Abraham, right? Say, lift your eye now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. All the land which you see, I give to you and your descendant forever. It is forever. If we go to see the Genesis 17, verse 1 to 8, here is, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. So this time, God changed his name to Abraham, because verse 5 says, no longer shall your name be called Abraham, but your name should be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. I will make nations of you. King shall come from you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendant after you in their generation for an everlasting covenant. It is everlasting. To be God to you and your descendant after you, also I give to you and your descendant after you the land in which you are a stranger, or a land of Canaan. Continue to Genesis chapter 22, 17 and 18. This is at an event when Abraham sent tried to sacrifice his son Isaac. Okay. Blessing, I will bless you, and multiply, I will multiply your descendant as the star of the heaven and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemy. In your seed, all nations of earth shall be blessed. Notice on verse 18, it says, in your seed. It just says, single seed. Therefore, in the New Testament, Galatians point out to us, verse 8, chapter 3, 8 and 9, and the scripture for seeing that God would satisfy the Gentile by faith, preach the gospel to Abraham beforehand, saying, in you all the nations shall be blessed. So those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. So we can see the promise is common. We're talking about gospel or good news. So we are Christ. If we are in Christ, we baptize in Christ, then we are seed of Abraham. Heirs according to the gospel or according to the promise. Let's continue read the Revelation with the key word overcomes. And chapter 2, verse 20 said, and he who overcome and keep my works until the end, to him I will give power over the nation. Chapter 3, verse 5, he who overcomes shall be clothed in white garment. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12, he who overcome, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. I'm going to read the whole scripture here. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcome and sit down with my Father on his throne. So Christ is saying, he also overcomes. So let's examine what he overcome. In John chapter 16, verse 33, that is our Lord saying, these things I have spoken to you, and in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So Christ saying, I have overcome the world. So what the world is trying to tell us? If we look at the 1 John chapter 2 verse 16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and pride of life, it's not of the Father, but it's of the world. So the world out there is all about the lust of flesh, lust of the eye, and pride of the life. So Christ overcome that. So if we look at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, looking into Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So Christ, our Lord Jesus, he has strong faith. So he go up there, he be crucified, even though he is no sin. And today we are remember him. So constant remind us how to die to the sin and lead toward God. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 14. But God forbid that I should boast, except in the cross of our Lord Jesus, by whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. This is Apostle Paul speaking. By whom the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. So Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. And those who are Christ, have crucified the flesh with its passion and desire. So right now, we can see, we identify what is our goal. Our goal is just like Christ. Overcome the world. Overcome our own flesh. It's not their flesh. It's our own flesh. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 in verse 7, but thanks to be on God, thanks to be God, who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and 24 and 25 saying this, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one received the prize, run in a such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. So, you know, we last few weeks, we can see we have this, you know, Olympics teams. All the sport now, they only have few winners. Gold, silver, and bronze, top three. Some championship only have one winner, like a Super Bowl or the basketball. But our race to kingdom is if we can overcome in Christ, we all receive the prize. It is different. We are not compete with others. We are actually compete with ourselves. How can we deny ourselves and become more Christ-like? That is the key. Remember our goal is remember overcome our flesh. And if we look at Hebrew chapter 11, it's talking about a lot of witness. He mentioned Isaac, mentioned Jacob, mentioned Joseph. In chapter 11, Hebrew chapter 11, 39, it says, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Those good people is not received the promise yet. Because God is gracious. On the 14, it says, God have provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. So we are going to make a perfect with Isaac, with Abraham, with Jacob, with Daniel, with all of the people we read in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. We all, that's why when Lord's play teaching us, our Father in heaven is our Father, not my Father, is our Father in heaven. So verse Hebrews 11, chapter 11, 40, and chapter 12, and verse 1. So I'm reading chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a crowd of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which is so easily ensnaring us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. A few encouragement from apostles. Acts chapter 20 and 24. But none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and a ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, verse 16, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labor in vain. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 39. Therefore, whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of the God. Recap. For today, we can take away this. Remember the goal. Overcome the world. Overcome our own flesh. And whatsoever we do, do all to the glory of the God. Amen.